Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business solutions from recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Alan Adamson is here. Alan is a new friend. He's co-founder and managing partner of Metaforce, an organization that helps people put their best foot forward in the marketplace, and when the footing gets tricky, they help them navigate that. Right, Alan?
Exactly. Thanks, Jim.
Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. Also a member of the American Management Association and author of a number of books. I think this is your fourth or fifth one, Shift Ahead?
This is my fourth one, Shift Ahead. About why it's hard to stay, prevent yourself from becoming your father's automobile.
No kidding. Shift Ahead. Now, what? Tell us about that term.
It's about the idea that any successful business is constantly looking to shift ahead. It came to me actually when I was teaching my son to drive a long time ago, and I realized how easy it was versus driving a stick shift. and actually, there was a piece of a lesson there: is that when young people drive today, or anyone drives today, the car does most of it, and you're sort of on cruise control. And many people in business today are often just on cruise control; they're just zoning out and just keeping the car straight ahead, and not really not paying attention to what's going on around them, like in the olden days when you had a stick shift, you had to listen to the motor, you had to make sure you knew what gear you were in as you were turning and going around up a hill. And
you had to manage the vehicle.
You were in touch with the world around you.
You couldn't just go somewhere. You had to manage the vehicle in order to get there, didn't you?
Yeah, you had
and
to.
Don't forget, you probably had to change a tire on the way. remember those days?
Exactly. Anyway, yeah, more and more companies were coming to us and saying, hey, can you help us stay relevant? We realized it wasn't just, you need a better ad or you need to change your story. Their business had gotten run over, as you say. And if the business isn't relevant, it doesn't matter what you do on the marketing side. You can't put, as I say, lipstick on a pig.
That's right. So I like the fact that you use the word shift. Because I spend a lot of time with my audience and my work talking about the shift as in paradigm shifts, which is our friend Joel Barker, futurist Joel Barker, says when a paradigm shifts, everything goes back to zero. So if you're not when I see your title, you know, if you're not shifting ahead, meaning ahead of the shift, if you're not making your own shift ahead of the paradigm shift, then that's if you're still sitting there fat, dumb, and you think happy when the paradigm shifts, then you're too late, aren't you?
Yeah, we interviewed over 100 companies for the book, and you know there were many more ways to fall behind and get run over, very few ways to stay ahead. But one of the most common attributes for companies that did get run over or left behind or outmaneuvered by their competition was there. By the time they decided to shift, it was too late. They watch everyone else and they say, "Oh, I guess we should do this." But if you're not the first or second, it's unlikely because shifting is hard. Changing your business is hard, and it's always harder than you think. So if you're waiting till your sales are almost zero and you're almost out of business, it's a pretty sure bet that you might have a good intention, but you're not going to be able to shift that.
Well, you identified how some of the barriers that you found in some of these companies that prevented them.
Yep.
What would those look like?
You know, the first one is, you know, I call human nature, you know, from the old TV show Frasier, where Marty Crane had his chair. And, you know, most people need to realize that the familiar is comfortable, and that, you know, without thinking about it, their starting place is, well, that worked pretty well yesterday. Let's do that again today. And so you need to realize that, you know, it's hard to do this because it's against your inertia. So realize that you're sitting in Marty Crane's chair. The other big barrier is that a lot of firms suffer from what we call the golden handcuffs. We went back and researched a favorite company and brand of mine many, many years ago. It was Kodak. And I had the impression that Kodak was, you know, they just didn't see the digital revolution coming. They didn't see the train coming down the track, and I got squashed. But it turned out when you spoke to the folks there who were there at the time, their forecasting people, you know, were unbelievably accurate many, many years before their business disappeared.
Nobody
they knew
listen.
Exactly the day. Exactly. One is they didn't believe it, but the other is they suffered from what we call sort of the golden handcuffs, that almost anything they did other than make film was going to be less profitable. And so Wall Street was saying, you know, don't try digital, don't do this, just keep those profit margins. Film,
that's where the 90-day conference call hurt them, didn't it? Being devoted to the 90-day conference call hurt them.
And so they couldn't make an asymmetrical bet. They couldn't take money from the film business and put it in otherwise. So that was one dimension of a barrier. Another one is lots of companies do what I call play tennis and not golf. When I'm playing tennis badly, you know, if I try to win, I typically try to hit the ball where my opponent is not. If I'm playing golf badly, I don't really care about the person behind me. I'm really trying to focus on the ball and the terrain.
Right.
A lot of companies play tennis because they're totally preoccupied with what the competitor is doing. If they see the competitor go left, they go left.
Right.
And most challenges don't happen because you're losing to the person right in front of you. You're getting sideswiped by somebody coming
That's
from
right.
left field.
Or on the other side of left field in the parking lot beyond the bleachers. Well, you can't.
Right. So everyone's really fixated on their competitor. Coke is really fixated on Pepsi.
Yeah.
P&G is really fixated on Colgate. And those are important people to watch. But typically, lots of if you look at the P&G problem today, they didn't get their lunch eaten by worrying about Colgate. They got it because somebody from the startup.com land reinvented the razor business.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly right. And so the point is they took their eye off the customer. They focused on their competitors so much, they took the eye off the customer, and they lost one of those things one of those words that you mentioned a minute ago. They lost the relevance. If they ever had it. That's the most important thing. Alan, I need your website, please, for the book and you.
The book's website is shiftaheadbook.com.
All right. And
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.